they do. I'm not an umpire. I'm not official scorer. That one's going to be taken for a strike from Alt or underway. Again, Fishnick, he's a hard thrower. Had some success in high school. We saw him pitch a couple of times. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Nothing in two. So the batter, Alt, trying to catch up with one. This is a little bit different speed for the arena batters to see. Fishnick with the ball in the glove. Target set up outside. There is a fastball high. One ball and two strikes. He certainly got the number one pitch. Steady diet for Eli Alt. Here comes the next pitch. Fastball is taken just a little high. Well, he's not missing by much. Count is even now. Two balls and two strikes. Alt back in, trying to catch up with the fastballer. Here we go. 2-2 offering. The pitch low, or is it? Yep. Yeah. They wanted it. Hollandale wanted it. Ball three. Full count now. Alt taken all the way. Full count now. Fishnick looking for the glove. Ready to roll. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. That'll bring up Jimmy Jennings. He has reached on an error. He is popped out and grounded out here for Arena. Leading the ball game 7-0. Last of the sixth inning tonight in Arena. We hit the 8 o'clock hour on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Jennings is set. Fishnick with the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Back it goes. And here's the next pitch. That one's going to be ripped toward right. And the second baseman goes back and hauls it in. Jimmy Jennings is out number two on the flare to Dakota James.
Number 11, Nate Jennings.
Nate Jennings will be the batter. He has reached on a fielder's choice, flown out, and walked. He has scored twice. So here we go. Jennings is set. Fishnick to the belt. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one to the hitter. Batter steps back out. Nate back and ready. The 0-1. Here's the pitch. This one ripped to right field. That one is going to be in there for a base hit. Picked up by Owens in right field and brought back in. So Nate Jennings makes contact and drives it. That'll bring up Al Spurley. He has singled and scored. He has grounded out and reached on an error. We'll be in Dodgeville on Sunday with Arena. Home talent action. That's a game that's going to have kind of a lot of playoff implications regardless of how either team does here on the 4th of July holiday games. Hunter leads at first base. Aiden ready. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Dodgeville and Arena battling for that upper echelon and, again, playoff contention. Here comes the next pitch to Spurley, and it's going to be just a little bit high, or is it? Nope, strike call. One ball and one strike. I'm not doing well with my umpiring duties here tonight. Second guessing, and then I guess wrong. One ball, one strike. That one rocked toward second base. Going to be picked up there. Now bobbled. They'll flip to second. High! Not in time. Everybody is safe. And now trying to get to third is Nate Jennings. He'll be there sliding. Arena aggressive here in the sixth inning. Nate taking an extra base on an error. And this will be the fifth error on Hollandale tonight. Runners at first and third for Trey Schulte. He has reached on an error. He has lined out and singled. He has scored a run and knocked in a run. Aiden Fishnick back to work. Runners lead at first and third. Aiden is set. Here comes the pitch. That one is going to be fouled against the screen. Nothing in one to the hitter. Runners at the corners. Again, Arena leading 7-0 here in the sixth inning. Runners get their leads at both first and third. 0-1 from Fishnick. This one's going to be bounced up the middle and in there for a base hit. Scoring will be Nate Jennings. Stopping at second is Al Spurley. And at first base is Trey Schulte. Oh, he's had a big night. RBI hit, and it is 8-0 Arena. That will bring up Zach Paulus, the designated hitter. And they're going to switch around. Looks like Alex Stotts will bat here. So they take away the DH. Arena will bat Alex Stotts, number 9, and now standing in. Runners leading at 1-2 for Fishnick. Aiden looking in for the target. And here's the pitch. There's a bullseye. Strike 1. 0-1 to the hitter. First two outs went fairly quickly. Then a single, an error, another single. Arena has scored a run. Fishnick to the belt. There's the pitch. That one down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Fishnick coming out in relief tonight. I presume that's his role in college. 1-1. Here's the pitch inside, and he kind of fisted it. He tried to swing, and he went around. That is strike 2. Inside pitch to Alex Stotts, and now it's 1-2. Arena runners at 1-2. 2 away in the sixth. Fishnick with the pitch. Bouncing ball foul outside of first. Again, another inside jam job. Max Miles due up next here for Arena if the inning continues. Spurley leads at second, Schulte at first. 1-2 offering, and here it is. A swung and foul ball on first base side again. That went into the Hollandale dugout. Fishnick trying to get out of it here in the sixth inning. Paulus ducking in the jersey and getting back and ready. Runners at 1-2 here in the sixth inning. Several fouled off here against the hard-throwing right-hander. 1-2 offering, swung on and missed, and that'll do it for Arena in the inning. They do come back with a run on a couple of base hits. There was another Hollandale error and two left aboard. To the bottom of the sixth inning we go. It is 8-0 Arena leading here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Arena. It is the seventh. I may have misspoke. I'm sure I did at the end of the inning. It is the top of the seventh. Chase Anasius is the batter. He has struck out a couple of times. He'll be followed by Trenton Owens and Brant James. Eli Ault stays on the bump for inning number 7. From the windup, here's the pitch, and that one stays inside. One ball and no strikes. Arena with 8 runs, and they've done it with the aid of 6 base hits tonight. Here's the pitch, and that one caught the outside corner for strike one. 1 ball and 1 strike. No runs and just 2 hits for Hollandale tonight against Ault. Here's the pitch, ripped toward the left. Oh, what a play by Jimmy Jennings. Backhands, whips it to Alan Sproley and got him. Oh, my goodness. That'll make this week in home talent baseball. Jimmy Jennings robbing a base hit from Chase Ignatius. There is one away. Trenton Owens will be the batter. That'll make the highlight reel. Home movies taken by Nick Jennings. I don't know if he has a Super 8 over there in the dugout or not. Here's the pitch, and that is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. The old days when you had to take a movie and then send it in and get it developed. Here's the pitch, and that one is going to be called strike two. All working quickly, working well here in the top of the seventh with one away. Here's the next pitch. He reaches out and bounces it toward the middle. Knocked down by Ault. Gloves throws late. So that'll go as an infield single for Owens. Eli Ault knocked it down, but just could not get to it in time. And Hollandale has a base runner. Bryant James will be the batter. He has been, I guess he was not on base. He has flown out, and he has grounded out here for Hollandale tonight. Runner allowed to go to second base, it looks like, as that ball got by at first, so it went rolled toward the out-of-play line, and that means Owens is at second. Only the second time tonight, Hollandale has had a runner at second base. One on, one away. Ault back to work. Here's the pitch. That one is taken high. 1 ball and no strikes. Runner leads from second base. Here comes the pitch. That one is called a strike. Thompson in the hitter's circle tonight for Hollandale. Been to Hollandale to cover a game. Time or two. I believe they play at as their high school field there. Check swing, it's a ball. James batting in the spot where the pitcher was. They're still using their DH. Here's the pitch. Pop foul. Now 2 strikes on the batter. Hope everybody has a good 4th. We'll be back on tomorrow with all kinds of tips on things to see and do on the 4th of July and lots of parades and whatnot. I'll be with the Grace folks tomorrow in Lone Rock. Strike 3 called, and James caught looking. There are 2 away now. That's strikeout number 8 for Eli Ault.
Number 1, Kyle Thompson.
So this is Kyle Thompson, who is the shortstop. He has singled and popped out tonight. Stands in with the runner leading at second base. Ault ready. There is the pitch, and that one is outside for a ball. Dakota James, new next. We're here in the top of the seventh inning. 2 away, and here comes the pitch. That one high. 2 balls and no strikes. And Eli misses. He's missed significantly, but he's been pretty much right on all night long. Working on a 3-hitter right now. 2-0 offering. There's the pitch. That one missed. Ball 3. 3-0. He has gone the distance tonight. Guys have clouded earlier. Tim Feed's been keeping an eye on it. He was saying rain in Arena by 8:45, but it doesn't look like that now. It's about a half hour away. 3-0 offering. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike on the automatic, and it's 3-1. I think it's been pushed back a little bit tonight. He had the brief severe thunderstorm warning for parts of Grant and Crawford tonight. that expired at 7:15. 3-1 offering, ripped toward right. That's a base hit. Could score a run. Stotts is going to pick it up. The runner is coming on from third base, and he'll score, and Hollandale is on the board. It is 8-1 now as Owen scores from second. Thompson gets one through, so an RBI hit. And Dakota James will be the batter. He has struck out a couple of times. Coming up with a runner on and two away in the top of the seventh inning. Alt looking in for the glove from Miles. And here's the pitch. Popped foul against the screen for strike one. Looking at the arena seventh, they'll have the 7, 8, 9 batters up. They were 2 runs away from a 10-run rule, but now they are 3 runs away. And they're going to be facing the tough pitcher, Pischnick, now, looks like, from here on out. Nothing in one. The pitch, bouncing ball off the foot. Strike two. Foul ball. Timeout for the plate to be swept off to give that batter just a little bit more time. That does hurt. Getting one off the foot. Like getting stepped on by a Holstein when you're milking him. It used to happen to me once in a while as well. Took the sharp edge off my dancing, that's for sure. Thompson now leading at first base. 2 strikes from Elijah Alt. Here comes the next pitch. Down low, blocked by Miles, and the count goes to 1-2. Alan Spurley playing the bag for Arena over at first base. Runner leads. Here's the pitch from Alt. Curve ball inside. Ball two. 2-2. James calls timeout. Now stands in again. Runner leading at first. Alt to the belt. The pitch ripped toward second base. Glove there by Jennings. Over to Jennings. Nate to Jimmy and the force at second. That is out number 3. Dakota James into a fielder's choice, and that'll do it for Hollandale in the 7th. They score the first run. They do it with a couple of base hits. There were no errors and 1 left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number 7. 8-1 Arena leading Hollandale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Leading off the 7th for the Arena Aces is number 28, Max Miles, the catcher. 8-1, Arena leading here. Aiden Fishnick on for his second inning of work for Hollandale. He is ready to the belt and the pitch. It is called a strike, nothing in one. Fishnick looking impressive in his warm-ups. Came out in relief, had a little bit of control issues there. Arena did reach him for a couple of hits. was an error behind him as well last inning, but extended the inning. Nothing in one. That one is outside. One ball and one strike. They are clocking him at below 90 sometimes when he's been at his best. 1-1. Here's the pitch. A little bit off speed, and that is a strike. One ball and two strikes on Max here in the seventh inning. Here's the next pitch. That is a strike. Bullseye, and there is one away. Second, make that the third strikeout now for Fishnick.
Next batter, eight,
and Keegan Chose will be the batter. He has been hit by a pitch, scored a run back in the first inning, reached on a fielder's choice in the third, and struck out in the fifth. Batting here in the seventh inning with one away. Aiden Fishnick to the belt, and the pitch. Reached out and touched toward right field. The second baseman bottles it, trying to pull it up, and he trapped it. And there is Chose lugging it out at first base. So Arena gets a base runner in the seventh inning, and the batter will be Wyatt Miller. Miller has reached on an error and has struck out a couple of times. Batting in the seventh. 8-1, Arena leading. Seventh inning stretch a little bit ago. I think John Peterson was here to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Maybe he went to Hollandale. That could be. Here's a pitch, batter bunts. It's out in front of the plate. Picked up by the pitcher. They'll throw to first in time. So Wyatt Miller with a sacrifice bunt pushes Chose into scoring position with two away, and Eli Alt coming up.
Alt. Five, Eli Alt.
Two hits tonight. A couple of RBIs has scored a run. 2-for-4. There's a duck on the pond out there right now. Runner at second base. And a pitcher against pitcher matchup. Alt set to work. Fishnick from the stretch and the pitch. There is a bullseye. Strike one. Nothing in one to the hitter. Pitcher checks the runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a ball upstairs. Oh, they say he went. Strike two. Nothing in two on Alt. Elijah Alt standing back in now against Fishnick with a runner leading slightly. Again, two away in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Popped up off the handles and out of play. Back over the top of the concession stand. Really a nice ballpark here at Arena. There was a softball practice going on when I arrived tonight as well on the other diamond. So softball field, a lot of youth games played here as well. Chose leads at second. Two-strike pitch coming up to Eli Alt. Fishnick deals. That's going to be swung on, and they got him, it looks like. Oh, wait a minute. No, they say he didn't go. They check swing initially. The runner went to third as well and stole a base. I only thought it was over. They were walking off the field. Chose takes third. That's a ball on Alt then. They say he held his swing. So a runner at third. Fishnick back to work with a two-strike pitch on his counterpart. Here's the next deal. That's a ball upstairs. 2-2 on the hitter. Jimmy Jennings in the hitter's circle. Two balls and two strikes. Fishnick back to the glove. And the pitch down low. Ball three. Full count to the hitter. This game approaching a couple of hours old. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning of our scheduled nine tonight. Chose with a good-sized lead over at third base. Coming down the line a few steps. Payout pitch. Reached out and popped up behind second base. Center fielder coming on. Can't see it. It drops in and a run scores. That'll go as a hit for Ault, and Schoes scores easily from third. It is 9-1, and the inning is still alive. Third RBI tonight for Eli Ault, and here is Jimmy Jennings. Couple of swings, and he'll stand in now. So the inning is still alive for Arena in the bottom of the seventh inning. Bishnick back to work with a runner at first base. And here's the pitch. Foul ball way out of here. Wicked foul over toward the volleyball courts, and it's strike one. Bishnick could easily be out of this. The single by Chose was kind of trapped out there. That was a really close play, but this one from Ault probably should have been caught. But it goes as a hit. Here's the pitch, bounce toward second base. Second baseman over. Bobbles, picks, throws, and got him. And that'll do it for Arena as Jimmy Jennings grounds out from second to first for out number three. One run. They do it with the aid of a couple of base hits. No errors and one left on for Arena. We go to inning number eight here in Arena. The Aces leading it now 9-1 over visiting Hollandale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Batting for Hollandale, for the first time tonight, Reese Peterson standing in the place of Damon Hendrickson, and here's the pitch by Eli Ault, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Ault on for his eighth inning of work here tonight. Arena leading it, 9-1. We're in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike two. Nothing in two. Left-handed batter up against Ault. The 0-2 swung on and missed, and it goes all the way back to the screen and out of play. He's going to reach base. Strikeout, and Peterson on at first base. Back to the top of the order for Hollandale and Kaysen Helgeson. That is the ninth strikeout today for Eli Ault. So Helgeson tonight has doubled. He has flown out and grounded out. Hit the first pitch that he saw for a double leading off the ball game tonight. Back when it was about, let's see, what does it say right now? It was probably about 10 degrees warmer at that time. So now there's a little discussion out there on the diamond for another time tonight. It looks like Allendale might be contesting. No. So it was a swing and a miss, and it went back to the screen and through the door. So is Hollandale contending that he should be at second base? I don't know. Yep, that's what it is, and he will be. He will be at second base, so. Peterson taking the bag, and the batter will be Kaysen Helgeson. all back to work from the stretch here in the top of the eighth inning. Eli has given up four hits tonight and the one run. Here's the pitch. That's going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in one to the hitter. And the runner leads at second. Here's the pitch. Changeup ripped toward third. Knocked down. Picked up. Now the throw. Long one across the diamond. Won't get him. And the runner stays at second base. So Hollandale has two aboard now in the eighth inning. Elgeson beats it out. Schulte knocked it down. This will be number 18, Brock Miller, seeing his first at-bat tonight. So Miller batting in the eighth inning, second time a Hollandale player has hit for the first time in the eighth inning. Peterson at second. Helgeson at first. This is Miller. Nobody out of the eighth. There's the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Arena with an 8-1 lead in the eighth, but sometimes those final six outs are tough. Here's the pitch. That one is called outside. Two balls and no strikes. I don't believe Arena has had anybody up warming up. Alt is normally the marathon guy when he pitches. That's old school. Here's the pitch. That one is called a ball. Throw to third. High. The tag down. Not in time to get a sliding runner. Had the throw been on the money, they might have gotten him. It was really high. And Trey Schulte with an acrobatic catch to keep that from going down the line. And on the way down, had the glove down, but could not tag Peterson. So he's at third. Elgeson stays at first base. 2-1 the count. Runners at the corners for the Hollandale Rockies. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. The count goes to 3-1 now. Runners get back to their respective bags. And now get leads. 3-1 offering from Alt. Swung on, popped up, and out of play. Strike two. Full count on the hitter. Alt trying to take the batter here. Arena trying to get the outs. Runners at the corners. Infield at double play depth. And the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled, out of play. I mentioned that in hometown of baseball, much more than high school. You see a lot more balls fouled back. Got guys that can catch up with the ball a little better. Got some men out there pitching, and a lot of times it seems like longer at bats. Pitch runner going first to second. Swing and a miss, and there's one away. That'll be a stolen base for Helgeson. Hollandale with two aboard and one away. That is strikeout number 10 for Alt and Trey Gordon, the batter. Gordon today looking for his first hit. Runners at second and third for Hollandale. Trying to rally on the road tonight. Eight runs down in the eighth. Alt ready. There's the pitch. Curveball got away. One ball and no strikes. Eli getting up on the pitch count tonight. Had a couple of really quick innings, though. Here's the pitch. Swing, get a piece of it. Strike one. Retired 12 in a row after giving up a hit in the second. Did not give up anything until he gave up a walk in the sixth inning. So went quite a stretch here tonight. Time out for the plate to be swept. Gordon back in. Runners at second and third for Hollandale. Here's the pitch. Curveball. That's a beauty. Strike call. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. That was very deceptive. Gordon cocks the bat. Here's the 1-2 offering. He popped him up. Out of play. Arena might be going broke on the giving candy for a retrieved foul ball. Now, didn't have a lot early on, but Mr. Miley giving the candy out tonight, he might have to go to the gas station and get more. 1-2 offering down in the dirt, blocked by Miles. Count even. 2 balls and 2 strikes here in the 8th inning. Runners 2 and 3 get their leads. 2 and 2 on Gordon. There's the pitch ripped toward center. Center fielder going over and makes the grab. It's going to score the run, I believe. Throw coming on. No, they're going to hold him. A nice play out there by Keegan Chose, who makes the grab and brings it in. And the runner holds at third base. So 2 away now. Chase Ignatius, the cleanup batter. He has struck out a couple of times and grounded out. So now there are 2 away. Arena trying to work out of it in the 8th inning. Ignatius ready to work. Alt ready to whirl. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Fastball from Alt. Veteran pitcher and certainly very smart pitcher as well. Here comes the next one. Shot the outside and missed. 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a lot of location changes. Stevie comes inside this time. He's been doing a lot of inside-outside. 1 and 1 to Ignatius. Here's the pitch inside. It is a strike. Strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes on the hitter. Miller at third. Helgeson is at second. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch to Ignatius. Swing and a miss, and they got him. Alt and company work out of it. A little bit of a jam in the 8th inning. That's strikeout number 11 for Elijah Alt through 8 innings. No runs and a base hit. There were no errors and 2 left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number 8. Arena continues to lead at 9-1 here over visiting Hollandale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
In the bottom of the 8th inning for Arena, leading off will be Nate Jennings. He'll be followed by Alan Spurley, I should say, and Trey Schulte. 3, 4, and 5 batters. And Aiden Fishnick remains on the hill. Looks like we're going to have a pinch batter. Dawson Cole is now coming in for Nate Jennings. Cole batting for the first time tonight. So makes his way in to hit here in the inning. Bottom of 8 and an 8-run lead for Arena. Fishnick on for his third inning of work. Fishnick looks in for the glove. To the belt. And the pitch. That one bounced toward first base. Stays fair. Knocked down by the first baseman. Steps on the bag just in front of Dawson Cole. And there is one up and one down. Looked like that was going to be a problem. Allendale has committed unofficially five errors tonight. Alan Spurley, the batter, he's been the benefactor of a couple of those. He's been on base twice by errors. Singled back in the first and scored a run as well. So he is in and ready to roll here. Fishnick to the belt. And the pitch. That is going to be called a little inside. One ball and no strikes. Tim tells me, AccuWeather telling him it's supposed to be raining right now in Arena. There are clouds around us. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul outside of third for a strike. One ball and one strike. I can see the moon above, though. Kind of looking out over right field. There's a clear area. Two clouds have built in around us tonight. One and one to Spurley. He fouls it off for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Al makes his way back in now and ready to roll against Fishnick. Infield. Stepping back a couple of paces here. One out, two strikes on the batter. Here's the pitch from Fishnick. It's down low for a ball. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. Arena has led since a six-run first inning. Back when it was about 100, the heat of the seat. 2-2, here's the pitch. Bouncing ball towards shortstop. Love down the run by Thompson. Long throw, got him. And there are two away now. The batter, Trey Schulte. He has reached on an error. He has lined out and had two singles. Trey has two RBIs tonight and has scored a run for Arena. Two up, two down in the eighth inning. And here is Schulte. After adjusting the helmet, he is in. Alex Stotts on deck in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. That one is going to be just a little high. One ball and no strikes. Fishnick has struck out three since coming out in relief. Has given up four hits. Two in the sixth and two in the seventh. That one wild back to the screen, and it's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Plenty of fans here tonight. Hopefully they bought groceries. There's going to be some hungry ball players after the game tonight, I think. Two balls and no strikes. That one fouled off and out of play. Count goes to 2-1. There's a young man who brought his glove. He caught that foul ball over in the volleyball area. Gets some candy. I still have some left. Fishnick back to work. There's the deal. That one is going to be called a ball. 3-1 to the batter. Schulte back and ready. Fishnick set to work. Here comes the pitch. Outside, he walked in. Ray Schulte on for the fourth time this evening. The batter. Alex Stotts. Stotts today has been a strikeout victim a couple of times. He has flown out. Coming up now here in the eighth inning. Schulte at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. That's the first walk given up by Aiden since coming on in relief of Ethan James, who started tonight for Hollandale. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. That is a strike. Strike two. Fishnick brought the number one. Nothing in two. Runner leads at first base. Fishnick to the belt. Here's the pitch. And it is strike three. Call. That'll do it here in the eighth inning. Three away. Strikeout. Number four for Aiden Fishnick since coming out of relief. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a runner left on for Arena. We go to the ninth inning. Eli Alt's coming back for his ninth inning of work and a try to go the complete game here tonight and win an interview on the radio. It is a 9-1 lead for the Arena Aces over Hollandale. Heading to the ninth. Coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. We at Wilkinson Auctions believe in the live auction to make you money selling your farm equipment, construction equipment, vehicles, and property at auction. We do live auctions with online bidding available to help you get the most for your property. We make your auction an event with big crowds, serious buyers, and lots of excitement. If you want your stuff gone, take it to an online-only auction company. But when results matter, call Wilkinson Auctions. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join the growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Trenton Owens leading off the top of the ninth inning against Elijah Ault and Arena. Aces leading 9-1, three out the way, and here is the pitch outside. One ball and no strikes. Ault has given up a total of five hits. He has struck out 11 tonight in the ballgame. Trying to go the distance. Here's the next pitch to Owens, and he fouls this one off first base side and out of play. Count goes to one ball and one strike on Owens. He has scored Hollandale's only run tonight. Ault from the windup. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. 2-1 to the batter. Normally the night games, they only play seven innings, but it counts as a Sunday league game. Here's a chopper off the batter's foot for a foul ball. 2-1. And the reason being that a lot of times players are working, so they'll start the night games at 7:30 and play seven, and those do get a little late as well. This one's starting at 6:30 tonight. 2-2, here's the deal. That one is down low for a ball, 3-2. They had rescheduled this for the third for quite some time, but then both managers, talking to them beforehand, they're like, we're glad we're not playing tomorrow. This one ripped up the middle. That's a base hit. So Owens with Hollandale's sixth base hit of the night. One on, nobody out of the ninth inning for, should be number four, the DH. Ryan James, he'll be the hitter, so he makes his way in. Batting here in the inning. Taking a look. And now standing in. It's Owens leading at first base. Ault checks the runner, Spurley playing the bag at first. Here's the pitch. That one is inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. The other thing that I like about Eli is he does not concern himself a lot with runners. Sometimes pitchers throw to first base more than they throw at home, and it's kind of like, just work it. Here's a chopper off the handles. Trouble. It's going to be bobbled, and Hollandale's going to have two on. That one goes into the shallow area of left field. Runners will stay at 1-2. So this game not over yet. Two on for Hollandale. Nobody out of the ninth inning. And the batter will be Kyle Thompson. Eli will occasionally throw if somebody gets a sizable lead, but a lot of times he's just got command out there and throws strikes and got a good defense around him as well. A good catcher telling him what to do. Runners leading at 1-2, and here comes the pitch. Curveball is outside for a ball, or is it? No. Again, I guess wrong. Nothing in one. Runners lead at 1-2. That's why I don't umpire, I guess. Good reason. I don't like to get yelled at either. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. one ball and one strike. There hasn't been any reason for anybody to yell tonight either. You guys done a good job. I'm just poor in anticipating the strikes, and when the strike is not a definite right away, I'm jumping the gun a little bit. 1-1, here's the pitch, ripped down the line. That's going to be a fair ball. Hollenbeck's going to score more runs. It bounces into the left field corner. Owens is around third. He'll score. James going to third, and it's a double for Thompson. So it is 9-2. Hollenbeck gets a run back in the ninth inning. Still nobody out. James all the way to third, and Thompson at second with the RBI double. And that brings up Dakota James. There's a conference at the mound right now as Arena contemplates what to do. I believe they're going to bring in a new pitcher. Alt gives up a couple of hits and then also gets, there's an error there. So Alt will leave the game. Does not go the distance here tonight. It's going to be Ethan Wickman coming in. Relief tonight, again, recently on the national champion Whitewater Warhawks team. He's a left-hander and coming in to work here and try to get the final outs of the ninth inning. That one back to the screen as he warms up. Kind of reminds me of Ryan Duren warming up there. He'll get back and ready. Wickman, again, good control and good command coming in here in relief. There we go. Nice warm-ups here in the ninth inning. And again, one in, two on, nobody out. We'll be back to action next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Well, some college players for both teams tonight. Seen Fishnick for Hollandale and now Wickman coming in for Arena on in relief. I know Elijah Alt was trying for all he was worth to try and go the distance here tonight, but didn't quite make it. And now in the ninth inning, it's up to Ethan Wickman, and he'll be facing Dakota James. James has reached on a fielder's choice, and he's been a strikeout victim a couple of times. Alt leaving tonight with a total of 11 strikeouts. Gives up a total of six base hits, it looks like. No, make that seven. Standing in and getting ready. Now runners for Hollandale at 2-3. The pitch is going to be called a little outside. One ball and no strikes to Ethan Wickman. From Ethan Wickman, runners leading at 2-3. Ethan back to the belt. Here's the pitch by the lefty. It's inside. Ball two. 9-2, Arena in the lead here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Wickman says yes to the sign, and here's the pitch. Goes back to the inside corner and got a strike on that one. It is 2-1. Well, Ethan works quickly as well. He's ready to roll. Says yes to the sign and the pitch by Ethan. That one is going to be called strike two. 2-2, nice pitch. Runners back to 2-3. Ethan from the stretch, the 2-2. Swing and a piece of it, and a foul tip. Now it's in the dirt, and he's still alive. Back to do it again. James looking for his first official hit tonight. Runners lead at 2-3. Hollandale trying for a road rally here tonight. There's the pitch, swing and a miss. He's gone. Ethan Wickman gets the out. Swing and a miss and one away, and the batter will be Hendrickson. Check that. This is Peterson coming in, batting for the second time tonight. Came into the ninth spot last time. Up in a big roll here, lefty against lefty in the ninth inning. Runners leading at second and third. Wickman ready. There's the pitch, and it's going to be just a bit low. One ball and no strikes. top of the order, Kaysen Helgeson, due next for Hollandale. Wickman ready. There is the pitch. That one is called a strike. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Yeah, I've had a John Peterson sighting here tonight. Only a watch, though. One and one, the pitch, swing, and a miss, strike two. One ball and two strikes. Ethan gets the ball back, heads back to the mound. Ryan James at third, Kyle Thompson at second. One away. Here in the inning, two strikes on the batter. Wickman with a pitch, swing, and a miss, and there are two outs. Back to the top of the order. Boy, Ethan looking good out there tonight, and the batter will be Kaysen Helgeson. He is 2-for-4, has singled and doubled, blown out and grounded out. So runners at 2-3 for Hollandale in the ninth inning. Arena trying to strand him out there. 9-2 Arena. Two outs in the ninth inning. Wickman set to work. Target up. And here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball back to the pitcher. Ethan follows it. Picks. Throws. And they got him over to Al Spurley in time. Without number three. And that will do it. Good defense by Wickman. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out. And Arena gets out of it. This one belongs to the Aces tonight. A run on a couple of hits. There was an error and two left on for Hollandale. Today's final in 8 1/2 innings. It is a 9-2 Arena win over Hollandale. Our postgame show is coming up next. You're listening to Hometown of Baseball coverage from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Arena gets the win tonight as we welcome you back to the post-game show on WRCO. And so a nice victory here tonight. Arena A's as they get it done by a final score of 9-2. They scored six runs out of the gate, so basically had enough to win it in the opening inning on three base hits. And through the game, though, nice pitching from Elijah Ault. As he nearly goes the distance this evening, strikes out 11, gives up 7 hits, and then a really stellar performance for Ethan Wickman coming on in relief, striking out a pair of batters and getting a ground out, and facing those three batters and getting the outs for Arena to nail down their win tonight, now improving to 6-2 in the Western Division. The Rockies fall to 4-4. Leading hitters on the night, well, Elijah Ault has 3 hits. He has a total of 3 RBIs, is to his credit as well. Let's see, Nate Jennings on base 3 times, scores all 3 times, has a base hit as well. Alan Spurley has a single and scores a run. Trey Schulte with a couple of hits and a couple of RBIs as well. Here he is. Elijah Ault joins us here tonight. Now, Eli, last time you got snubbed, Jimmy Jennings beat you out for your appearance on the radio. Tonight you did enough to get on there, so congratulations.
Yeah, that's all right, Phil.
I don't mind praising my teammates either, so that's a good thing. We'll give it to them.
How hot was it out there as you warmed up? You didn't need a lot of warm-ups tonight, did you?
No, that's for sure. Warm weather keeps you warm pretty good, you know, and felt like I got a little extra velo on the fastball, so I don't mind throwing in the warm weather. Get a little sweat, hard work, nothing wrong with that.
I knew you wanted to go the distance, but it just didn't happen today.
Yeah, they saw who knows how many pitches, so they finally caught on there a little bit, and you know, it's nice to hand the ball off to a nice young arm in Ethan Wickman, so nice he could finish the door for us.
Yeah, he looked pretty sharp out there, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's a good young stud pitching at Whitewater, so fun to follow him along and get to play with him, too.
Yeah. What about hitting? You had to feel pretty good at the plate tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, finally getting there. It's been a long season, but, you know, just got to stay confident, short memory, and, you know, use your teammates to rally behind you.
How much fun is this to be able to extend, you know, you guys play together in high school, you played a lot of games. How much fun is it to still be together after all these years?
No, it's a blast. You know, we've played who knows how many games together, and just fun to show up to the ballpark every day and see familiar faces and bring back memories and, you know, just keep playing the game we love.
Got a big one in Dodgeville as well on Sunday. That's going to almost feel like a playoff game, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're getting down to that time where, you know,